who you're going to bump into in the Isle of Man. With the Manx film industry picking up once again, it might be Burt Reynolds, then teen heartthrob Zac Efron, or then again it could be ex-Time Lord David Tennant.
Well, we're doing a film called Decoy Bride, which is set on the Hebrides, but in this case the Hebrides are being played by the Isle of Man. Very successfully, actually. This could easily be Scotland. It's beautiful. So it's been fantastic so far, actually.
Is this your first trip here?
It is. I've never been before. Yeah. There's lots of filming going on here, and I seem to have friends who are never out of the place. But for some reason, I've never had the call before. So it's great. It's lovely. I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. It's bigger than I thought. I always thought the island. When you look at it on maps, it looks tiny, but there's such wonderful open spaces which we've been making the most of.
Producers are hoping it's going to be as successful as Bridget Jones or Four Weddings and a Funeral.
So it's a romantic comedy, and there's lots of mishaps and calamities along the way as these two decoys head across the island and get into all sorts of scrapes with locals and bagpipes and dancing and all sorts of things. So it's a comedy.
American Michael Urie has made the move from Ugly Betty to beautiful Castletown.
The bitchy is gone, the sass is gone, although I have a nice fashion sense, much less colour. This is the most colour that they gave me.
And if one Time Lord is not enough for you, another one has just arrived. Chris Eccleston's on the island for an 8-week TV production.
Apparently Chris is here, but I haven't seen him yet. Yeah, but apparently he's around. What are the chances of that? So Sylvester McCoy arrives next week, and I think Tom Baker's over behind that rock somewhere.
Yeah, wait, will that time for one Time Lord, then two Time Lords?
Exactly, it's like buses.
Well, there's no doubt that this blue box has helped many an actor's career. All we need to do now is to go forward a year to see how this film does. Paul Moulton, Granada Reports, Isle of Man.